This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Quentin Slater.
Farmers, it's time to be part of the progress. Plan your trip to Iowa this August for the 2024 Farm Progress Show, where tradition meets innovation. Get ready to experience progress at the leading outdoor farm event in the nation. Witness state-of-the-art tech, engaging demos, and educational issues from industry experts. We'll see you in Boone, Iowa, August 27th through the 29th. Save on tickets now and learn more at farmprogressshow.com.
The United Soybean Board met in Baltimore, Maryland for its July meeting. Brent Gatton, a Kentucky farmer and the treasurer of the United Soybean Board, mentioned that the board has been focused on finalizing its investment portfolio for 2025.
We actually have two action teams, a supply team and a demand team. And then under those two teams, we have three different priority areas, which would be health and nutrition, innovation technology, and infrastructure connectivity. And then those work groups, they tried to define the best avenues and the best places to invest or check off dollars to be able to help move the pile and help move export demands and things like that. And after those work groups come back together to the full board to present, we actually approved a budget of investment of around $170 million for FY25 budget.
The aim is to ensure that the soy checkoff continues to deliver a strong return on investment for all U.S. soybean growers.
For every dollar that someone spends into the checkoff, we have a $12.34 return on investment. So the checkoff is truly working on behalf of all farmers across the United States. And, you know, we're really excited about the demand. We're trying to help it, you know, expand into the rail through a Clean Fuels Alliance American partnership where all Class 1 railroads have committed to scaling up biofuels use in FY25.
There are additional reasons to be enthusiastic about the future prospects for U.S. soy.
We're encompassing meal into soy foam, so that's actually getting into the firefighter market. So that's been a really big push, and it's really an exciting, innovative way to be able to use soybean meal and soy oil and other soy products in industrial uses. So we're just excited about all the new development technologies to overcome soy supply chain bottlenecks as far as infrastructure needs and things like that.
Keep up with the latest news and any updates on fiscal year 25 investments by visiting the website at unitedsoybean.org. To view this story online, visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Quentin Slater.